AP News, I'm Mike Hempen.
The yeas are 51, the nays are 49. The motion is to agree to. The Senate, sitting as the court of impeachment, stands adjourned, sine die.
Senator Patty Murray announcing the Senate has dismissed all impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. That ends the House Republican push to remove the cabinet secretary from office over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. House Speaker Mike Johnson has unveiled his plan to fund Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies.
House Speaker Mike Johnson's Ukraine and Israel aid package is getting high-level backing. The House's hard-right flank is not on board, but President Biden is, saying he strongly supports Johnson's plan to push for votes on three packages for Ukraine, Israel, and Indo-Pacific allies, plus a fourth bill with other foreign policy items. Populist conservatives are furious over the idea of funding Ukraine at all, and Johnson risks losing his job. But lawmakers also heard from the Pentagon's top leaders about the need for immediate aid to Kyiv.
Ukraine right now is facing some dire battlefield conditions.
Joint Chiefs Chairman C.Q. Brown, alongside Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who says those conditions are starting to shift in Russia's favor.
We're seeing them make incremental gains.
Votes on the funding packages are expected Saturday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden has told an audience of cheering unionized steel workers that his administration will block the acquisition of U.S. steel by a Japanese company, and he's calling for a tripling of tariffs on Chinese steel. Sinking technology stocks sent Wall Street lower again, with the S&P falling to its fourth straight loss. The index dropped 0.6 of 1 point Wednesday, its longest losing streak since early January. This is AP News. Iran is warning of a massive retaliation if provoked by Israel.
Iran's president has warned that the tiniest invasion by Israel would bring a massive and harsh response as the region braces for potential Israeli retaliation after Iran's attack over the weekend. Iran launched hundreds of missiles and drones at Israel in response to an apparent Israeli strike on Iran's embassy compound in Syria on April 1st that killed 12 people, including two Iranian generals. The United Nations is urging maximum restraint between Israel and Iran. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And hundreds of young dancers gathered in New York's Plaza Hotel in an attempt to break the world record for dancing on point in one place. And mission accomplished. An official with the Guinness World Record says 353 dancers participated, a world record. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.